This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Some kids go to band camp, some go to swim camp, but for the children of the world's digital rabble-rousers, there's hacking camp. It's called DEF CON Kids, and NPR's Steve Henn paid a visit.
Not every parent would send their kids to a camp to learn lockpicking, but at DEF CON Kids, lockpicking is one of the most popular subjects.
I had fun with some of the harder locks.
Alethea Garrison-Stuber is 16.
Did you learn any new tricks?
Not really. I got to open up a six-pin, which is exciting.
And they Alethea sports a cape, and I'm guessing she could probably break into my house. Behind her, her dad, Michael, beams with pride.
If you raise a lock picker...
Oh, is this why would I do
it? No, but I've been told that there are two career paths.
Locksmith or thief? Michael says learning to pick a lock doesn't make you a thief, but it will change the way you think about locks.
Fundamentally, the world is about systems, and we work within systems all the time, but sometimes systems are broken, and we need to be able to subvert them. And that is a life skill that I absolutely want her to have.
DEF CON Kids grew out of the hacker conference DEF CON. DEF CON is the largest, most important gathering of computer hackers on the planet. Thousands flock here to compete in computerized challenges and puzzles. The talks on everything from airline security to how to hack nuclear facilities can strike fear into the hearts of the uninitiated. But organizers say their intent is to make the world safer and more transparent by testing the technologies we depend on. And now they're trying to teach kids to do the same thing.
These guys learn something new every time they come.
Chris Hoff, one of the camp's founders, is covered in tattoos. He's a hacker with a high-powered job in Silicon Valley. He started this camp with his own kids in mind.
Every day they're here, right? They learn about electronics, they learn about privacy, they learn about how law enforcement works, they learn about social engineering.
And unlike most technology camps that have sprung up around the country, DEF CON Kids is as much about questioning authority as taking apart computers. Chris Hoff wants his own kids, all kids, to ask more questions.
Anytime you see an end-user license agreement on the screen, you just say, accept. You don't know what it means, you don't know what you're giving away or what you're doing.
The camp's goal is to teach kids how the technologies that surround them work and affect their lives, to teach them what it means when they hit that button marked accept.
And right now what we say to kids is your privacy is as precious as your virginity, and once you give it away, you can never get it back.
This year, Cory Doctorow, the science fiction writer and blogger, gave a talk here entitled, How to Hack Your School's Network. Now, despite that provocative name, Doctorow wasn't really encouraging kids to break rules, break into computer networks, and get expelled. Instead, he argued that schools that monitor their students online while lecturing them about the dangers of Facebook are sending an insanely mixed message about privacy.
You must guard it at every moment of the day and night, except when I'm violating it, which is all the time.
His talk wasn't really about hacking at all. It was about organizing, pushing back, asking pointed questions to your principal. Doctorow was using the word hack, in this case, to talk about a social movement. And for most of the folks at DEF CON, hacking is a social movement. So Charlie, what are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to get this password thing.
Charlie Ospak is 6, and he's already looking for bugs in games on his parents' iPad. Now that the teenagers that founded DEF CON 20 years ago have children of their own, many want to pass along their brand of quote-unquote ethical hacking to the next generation. Steve Henn, NPR News.